You wake up to pricing that lost $1 million overnight.
This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a single, practical insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power.
Oof, yeah, you open the ticket queue and all your logs just look like noise. Where do you even start?
Attach a compact decision shadow to every agentic action.
Think tiny. Intent, confidence, and a pointer to the evidence.
Hold on. Pointer? Like a URI, not the whole payload, right?
Exactly. A compact URI or reference ID, not raw inputs. You want a breadcrumb that leads to context when you need it, but doesn't leak sensitive data or bloat your traces.
Verbose logs do one thing well, capture everything. But they fail at the one thing leaders need, quick decision rationale.
Quickly, yeah. So you don't start a week-long forensics hunt.
Right. The decision shadow answers three executive questions in a line-sized record. What was intended? How confident was the agent? And where to fetch the evidence if review is needed?
When you say confidence, are we talking a calibrated probability, a band, or a simple token?
Calibrated 0 to 1 is ideal, because it drives automated thresholds. But pragmatically, an ordinal token like low, med, high works, as long as it's consistent across flows.
Curious. And those pointers, again, must sit behind access control. No raw PII in the shadow itself.
Absolutely. Reference IDs, sanitized URIs, or signed tokens that map to controlled stores. That way, reviewers can fetch context with permissions, and your shadows remain compact and safe.
I want to push on one practical worry. Won't adding a shadow to every call create operational overhead?
If we commit to 120 bytes per call, at 100K calls a day, that's roughly 12 megabytes a day. Who actually owns that cost?
Good concrete question. First, enforce a field whitelist and a hard size target. I recommend 60 to 120 bytes for the core shadow. Second, don't instrument everything at once. Charge initial storage and alerting to the product risk budget and instrument the top flows first.
To put the numbers in context, 100K calls per day times 120 bytes equals 12 megabytes per day, roughly 4.4 gigabytes per year. That's small relative to storage budgets. The real cost is process, not bytes. So start narrow and measurable.
Mm-hmm. That makes the trade-off tangible. Start high impact, measure impact, then expand.
Exactly. And because the shadow is structured, you can automate the learning loop. Low confidence tokens route into an alert stream. Repeated failures with the same intent raise anomaly flags. Reference IDs let you fetch full context for periodic audits and label building for retraining.
So tiny traces become the sensors for your governance and MLOps. I like that pipeline idea.
They do, and the consistency is what makes them useful. Machine actionable fields feed alerts, analytics, and training sets without manual slog. Over time, your policies and models improve using labeled examples collected from those alerts.
Okay, give me a concrete action I can run in the next sprint. No fluff.
Implement this three-field template on a critical agent call today. Intent, a short verb plus object phrase like increase bid USKW42. Confidence, C.78 or low, med, high. Ref, a compact reference ID or signed URI to the evidence bundle. Validate against a whitelist and enforce a 120-byte max before storage.
And rollout. What's the first three steps I tell my team?
Map your top decision flows by economic and reputational impact. Instrument the top three with decision shadows and set routing rules for low-confidence alerts. Run a two-week review to measure time to detection, escalations avoided, and the number of labeled examples you capture for retraining. Measure, iterate, expand.
Quick checks. Ensure access controls on references, a governance hook so shadows trigger reviews, and a cost owner for that initial budget.
Good call. Alerts, reviewer SLAs, and incentives tied to decision quality turn traces into strategic leverage.
Recap time. In one sentence, what's the core idea I take to the exec team?
Attach a compact decision shadow to every agentic action so you preserve auditability, speed learning, and keep operational overhead minimal.
And the quick supporting reasons?
One, it captures intent, confidence, and a reference for immediate action. Two, it's intentionally small and machine actionable to avoid operational debt. Three, it feeds automated alerts and labeled examples for rapid improvement.
Immediate next move. Instrument one high impact flow with the 3-field template this week and monitor low confidence alerts for 2 weeks.
Practical governance note. Tie that alert to a reviewer SLA and a single remediation owner. If nothing else, set an alert threshold so the signal forces a human check.
If you found this useful, subscribe.
Small traces, big clarity.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.